You don't need a new camera, you just need to better understand your camera settings. Hi, my name is Haley Lloyd, I'm your new tech bestie, and today I'm telling you what my camera settings are and why. First thing I always do is make sure my camera is in video mode. Next thing is my frame rate. I shoot at 24 frames per second anytime I'm shooting videos like this that are talking heads. I find that it's the most like realistic and natural to the eye. It's also the most cinematic frame rate you can shoot in. Now you're not gonna wanna shoot in 24 frames per second if you're gonna be actively slowing things down, doing slow-mo shots. If you're gonna be shooting things like that, you wanna do 60 frames. Next is shutter speed, which is the number that looks like a fraction on your camera. The rule of thumb when it comes to video is to keep your shutter speed double your frame rate. I know I'm going fast, but stick with me. If you're shooting 24 frames per second, your shutter speed would be around 1/50. If you're shooting 30 frames per second, your shutter speed would be around 1/60. Just simple math. The next setting is going to be your f-stop, which controls your blurry background. Now, this is solely going to depend on the lens that you are using. The lower that number, the blurrier the background. The higher that number, the clearer the background. So for instance, my lens goes down to 1.8, and that's what I have it on, and that is how my background is blurred the way it is. Next thing is going to be your ISO, and this depends on your environment. Because I'm in my office and I can control my lighting, I can have my ISO really low because my lights are very bright. The lower the number, the darker; the higher the number, the brighter. But when you're cranking your ISO up, you have to remember that the higher you go, the higher the chance of you getting grainy or noisy footage. In my office, mine is usually around 120 or 160. Now, I don't think there are universal camera settings that work for everyone because a lot of the times these things depend on the environment you're in. I hope this was helpful, and I'll see you guys in my next video. Bye.